All right, what's up, people? It is Tuesday after the Super Bowl, and lots of stuff going on. Lakers playing Detroit tonight. You know what today is, Ireland?
Today is the day before Valentine's Day.
It's also Fat Tuesday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, there's a little Mardi Gras music. Mardi Gras going. Have you ever been to Mardi Gras?
Oh, yeah.
You've been to Mardi Gras?
3 times.
Wow.
I used to work in Louisiana.
Oh, that's right.
It is crazy.
Tell us some debauchery.
Not about a shoe.
Not about the shoe.
Yeah, one night I woke up at the wrong end of a bed.
Wrong end of it?
Yeah, like, you know, where you put your feet normally.
Yeah, right.
That's where my head was. And when I woke up, I went, I'm not sure where I am. And
really?
Then I woke up and figured it out. But it is anything goes. That is for sure.
Yeah, and that means, will you do anything? Have you ever been to New Orleans?
Yeah,
Bergman?
My brother went to Tulane, so I would go out
God.
There and party.
The food is unbelievable
amazing.
There.
Yeah, no wonder Zion Williamson is having trouble with his weight.
Brian, you been down
hurricanes
there?
Hurricanes. Never been.
Hand grenades.
The hurricane. You know what's in a hurricane? I actually looked this up.
4 different kinds of rum and grenadine.
Yeah,
4 different kinds of rum. Orange juice. Cocktail made with bottled mixers, fresh citrus, blah blah blah, fruit, homemade grenadine play an important role in balancing the. The beauty of this is, you can actually go to a drive-thru and buy a hurricane, which doesn't seem right, but everything goes down there.
Sure yeah, it does. Is a banana republic
yeah, it
in
really
Louisiana.
Is.
Have you ever had a hand grenade down there?
No.
Yeah, that was a
is
really
that
big
another
thing.
One?
They actually put like a little plastic grenade inside of your drink, and it's vodka, rum, gin, and melon liqueur.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That gets you nice
we
and
had,
toasty.
Ireland and I were in New Orleans one time, and we were in a cab going to the airport.
We almost died.
And this cab goes down a blind alley, and we were like, oh, my God, we're dead. We picked the wrong cab driver. We're going to get jumped. And he had just taken a wrong turn. But we thought we were
in
trouble. All right, so 2 o'clock call of the day. What are we doing here? Why don't we go to Terry in L.A.? Good afternoon, Terry.
Hey, you guys. Good afternoon. Hey, I wanted to ask you about the Travis Kelce, Andy Reid thing.
Yes.
You know, I really think he has a problem. You can't. One, it's Andy Reid. You can't bump Andy Reid. He's a legend.
Right.
Secondly, this is not the first time this has happened with him. What do you think? Do you think he's like getting to be too big for himself or too big to be coached? Or
Terry, I think it would have been an absolutely gigantic story had the Chiefs lost.
Yeah, it would have shown complete disarray on the sidelines.
But since they won, I think it goes away.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that there is nobody happier that the Chiefs won that game than Travis Kelce.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if not, that is...
It would have been a story.
Page
for sure.
One in Kansas City, that's
yeah,
for sure.
It's a good question. I mean, it's an interesting question. Ireland, you've done sidelines. You say this happens more than
people think.
But that's the first time I can think of seeing it in an NFL game in a long time. I mean, here's the thing. He just scared the hell out of Andy Reid. He came out.
Yeah.
It was in his blind spot, and all of a sudden, bumped him and yelled at him. And they were frustrated in the first half. I thought the first half, Kansas City was absolutely shell shocked. San Francisco was coming at him very, very physical. San Francisco had the lead. If it wouldn't have been for the McCaffrey fumble, I think San Francisco could have potentially run away with that game.
I can't remember what team they were working for. It might have been the Oilers. Mm-hmm. But I remember one time Buddy Ryan, Rex Ryan's dad,
sure.
And Kevin Gilbride. Buddy Ryan was the defensive coordinator. Kevin Gilbride was the offensive coordinator. And in the middle of a game, Buddy walked up to Gilbride and punched him in the face. Just punched him on the sidelines in the middle of a game. And the players had to jump in and separate them. After that, they all came out and said, are you going to fire one of them? Whoever the head coach was. And the guy said, they do that all the time.
They fight all the time.
They're at each other's throats all the time.
Let's do one more here. Let's go to Robert in Hawthorne. Robert, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Beautiful day in L.A., gentlemen.
Yes.
Always.
Hey, I appreciated the Super Bowl wrap yesterday with the commercials. You gave a lot of love to the celebrity ads. I got a couple of sneaker ads I really liked that were non-celebrity.
Okay.
I thought the Dr. Umstick ad was hilarious if you watch it closely and listen to it. And I also loved the couch potato ad. I thought that was great for Pluto TV. And then also I want to ask, what was the closest score in the $1 Million Monday 13 guys that had a chance to win.
It was such a weird number that nobody hit it, unfortunately. But, Greg, do you know, did anyone even come close?
Nobody. I looked through, and nobody had
22 was an impossible score. Nobody would get
not
that.
A score that
I talked to Ron Mitchell over in the sales, one of our MCs, and he hit it with 2 and 5. If I had had 2 and 5 in one of those Super Bowl squares things, I would have thought, I have no chance at all.
Yeah, Lisa had 2 and 5, and she hit it.
2 and 5 won. All right, let's do one. Pepe's coming in, by the way. Let's do one more. Let's go to Dave in Lancaster. Dave, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, fellas. All right. So everybody put down your edibles and all your gummies. I want to rant here just a little bit.
Rant away.
We got pitchers and catchers about to report, and I'm a huge Dodger fan, been since the 80s. Okay, the problem is we have a great roster, but the coach is the problem. We have not addressed that in the offseason. It doesn't matter who's leading on the roster, Otani, whoever. We need to get rid of Roberts. You were talking about it last year at the the bad show of the postseason.
Yep.
Everybody was like, let's get rid of Roberts. There's some names out there, but there's a huge name, and she's great. Used to work for the Marlins, and I was hoping they were going to bring her in. Her name is Kim Ng.
Yes, Kim Ng.
Kim Ng.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is great. What she did.
Well, and she's well respected, Dave, in the Dodger offices because she was the assistant GM for the Dodgers. So there could be a reunion in the works there down the road. But Kim likes Dave. Kim wouldn't fire Dave. Kim, if your goal is to fire Dave Roberts, you don't want Kim Ng. Kim and Dave are tight.
Yeah, yeah.
They like each other.
Look, Kim is, I think Kim is fantastic. She was the first Major League Baseball general manager. She was the general manager of the Miami Marlins. So
yeah, when Mattingly was a manager.
Yeah, so I mean, she's unbelievably talented. But at the same time, we've got a state-of-the-art front office. Not to say that Kim Ng wouldn't contribute something, but I mean, our front office is not the problem.
And by the way, Dave, if you fired Dave Roberts, who would you bring in?
Okay, I got some names for you.
Okay, good.
You got Joe Maddon, Joe Girardi, or if you want to go nostalgia like everybody likes, Mike Socha. Big Mike is out there. Bring him in and listen to this. Get rid of the bullpen coach. Bring in Dave Stewart. He's out there. He's a great – he can work with these guys. And get them right. We got a clean house.
Oh, right. Wow.
Clean house.
Well, it's tough to clean house when you win 100 games every year and you make the playoffs every single season.
And by the way, it's February. We're already talking about cleaning house.
Yeah, it's a little bit early, too.
It is early to call for Dave Roberts. I mean, before even spring training starts, they're calling for Dave Roberts to be fired.
I mean, you have to live with Dave Roberts at least this year.
Correct.
Did he say anything about Andrew Friedman? I hope he didn't.
No, he said he wanted Kim Ng to run the organization, I think.
Okay, well, Andrew Friedman cannot go anywhere because Shohei Ohtani said if Mark Walter or Andrew Friedman are not there, he can opt out. So that's not happening.
Yeah, no, that's
Kim Ng is
not
great,
happening.
Though.
She's great.
I mean, get that in our deals. If you're not here, Mason and I can opt out. How about that?
I mean, do you really want to do that?
Sure, why not?
Because I can go to any time.
We could opt out at any moment.
Yeah, that's true.
There's nothing.
Or they could opt us out.
They can opt us out, or we can opt out. I mean, we already have the opt out if we want. We can walk. What would happen if we just walked away? Nobody can do anything to us, right?
No, it would be, you know what it would be? It'd be extended. Travis and Slee were rolling right into Sedano and Cap.
Right.
They would just cover
long
us up.
Long Travis
and
Slee.
It would actually be Bergman and Brian.
Oh,
Bergman
yeah,
and Cohen going forward.
Why not?
Why not?
Right. Why not?
Coming up next for you, he's riding in on his... Riding in on his...
The horse.
Pepe Mantilla is going to join us next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Say that again, Greg. Okay. If you are hiring, there's only one solution to find quality candidates for your roles fast, and that's at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can be tried right now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. Or as my buddy Ian Siegel, the inventor of ZipRecruiter, says, they don't leave anything to chance. How quickly can they help you find people? 4 out of 5 employers who use ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. So what are you waiting for? See why 3.8 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Go to that website, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, it's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ladies and gentlemen, he has just arrived on his
the horse.
There you go.
Pepe Mantilla is here. Pepe, what's going on, man?
I'm happy to see you guys. Happy that Kansas City won.
And you're happy Michael Thompson's not here today.
It's a good day for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not a good day for you guys because I'm going to get on either one of you guys because I don't have...
Well, it certainly won't be me because I'm the biggest Pepe Mantilla defender in the world. I am always out pushing for Pepe.
Pepe, as Michael would say, let me ask you a question. If the Lakers win tonight, and I think they're going to, they play Detroit. Although Detroit's been better lately, but I think the Lakers can take them. And then we win tomorrow in Utah. That will be 5 out of 6 going into the All-Star break. Six out of seven. Yeah, because tonight would be 5 out of 6. Tomorrow would be 6 out of 7. That's the best. And the one they lost was against Denver, a good team, and no D'Angelo Russell in that game. So can I say, or would I be being hyperbolic, that if they do that, if they go into the All-Star break winning 6 out of 7, they're back to what they were doing when they won the in-season tournament?
I agree with you. Yeah, I feel that way. And it's funny that you mentioned about D'Lo because the game that they won against the Pelicans after Denver, I saw D'Lo and I said, I'm glad you're back. He said, yeah, me too. I said, I missed you yesterday. And he said, yeah, we would have won.
Well, I think a lot of people think that because that game was close. With 3 minutes to go in that loss to Denver, Mace, it was tied.
Yeah, right.
And then Denver went on a 10-2 run down the stretch.
If D'Lo scores 15 points, we win. And
in the interest of being fair, KCP didn't play for them. So they were missing a starter, too.
Yeah, but at the same time.
But KCP's not as good as Russell.
At the same time, we didn't have our best defender.
Right, don't have Jared Vanderbilt.
I still think Anthony Davis is our best.
Jared Vanderbilt is our second best defender.
Anthony Davis.
So Pepe, Gary made the big sign, the wave to Pepe sign.
I know.
I saw all the pictures, and I actually saw a picture of somebody waving to you.
No, they were waving to a girl.
No. It's literally there's somebody waving to Pepe.
He put it on Twitter.
I retweeted. I'm like, look at the waiver.
Tonight I will do a panoramic shot with my phone.
And you don't want to find anybody because you're blind.
Yeah.
Okay, no, Pepe.
You don't want to find anybody.
I'm going to do a panoramic shot, wide-angle lens, and I'm going to go slow. What section do you want me to focus it on?
Anybody because a lot of people wave.
Okay. And then we will see how many people waved.
I wish every person that comes and tells me that they're waving, I always said, go and tell those fools that you're waving.
Yeah, Ireland, look, right there. There's a picture. That guy is waving to Pepe.
Yeah, he was waving. There was a really cute blonde behind
That's
Pepe.
A real wave. That's a real wave. The sign is really cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know,
you'll see it tonight if you go to the game.
I saw him on Kobe's day.
Yes.
And he came, and we took a picture and all that, and he said, I have the sign for you for tomorrow. I said, you're great, man. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Now, have you worked up a good version of Potpourri of Lies?
Well, let me tell you something.
Oh, boy, okay? Here it comes.
Papa realized I usually do it. I'm just gonna
now
say.
Now we got him saying.
I'm just gonna say Papa realized because you guys say it, and I mean if I argue with you, it's arguing with a wall, you know.
that is true.
So why do I waste my time? So
usually, I love Papa realized.
Usually I do it like a light version.
Yeah, light version.
Because Dodo Bird is here.
Yeah.
But today, Dodo Bird is not here.
The Dodo Bird is gone. so but in
he
all
flew.
Fair, yeah, he flew away. Michael's coach, Jake Caldwell, who passed away last week, he was in his 80s. But and so Michael played on a really good high school basketball team. So Michael's in Florida for the funeral, which is why Michael's not here today, and it's why Trudell is going to pinch it for Michael tonight. But yeah. Go ahead, Pepe.
So, Papa Real Light... Potpourri.
We've
He's officially named.
I know, we've converted.
Well, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Potpourri is a little bit harder, but because you guys are bright and you went to high school,
yes,
you should know.
Yeah.
Which old timey actresses are going to be there? I got a suggestion. How about Mary Pickford? Let's go really far back.
Yeah.
Let's go Lillian Gish. No. Yeah. Let's go way, way back.
Is Betty Davis involved in any way in Potpourri today?
No. Okay. No literature questions.
No
today.
Literature.
Oh, wow.
No, because Michael doesn't know anything. I'm saving those for Mike.
Save those for Michael,
that's
right.
True.
It's just right. Stump
Michael.
Let me
ask you guys, mm-hmm. in honor of Michael, a football question.
Okay.
This just came down from Bleacher Report.
Okay.
They have a writer there named Alex Kay. He has proposed, I'm curious what both you guys think about this, that the Rams trade Aaron Donald to the Bengals in exchange for Cincinnati's first and fourth round picks. Because the Rams draft so well, they would get a first round. Les Snead would probably flip that pick.
Yep.
And then the fourth round pick is where he's found guys, you know, like Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua.
Yes. I'll entertain the premise. No effing way. I mean, seriously, why would you move your best defensive player, the guy who's literally getting doubled and tripled on every single play? You need an edge rusher to put pressure on that offensive line that springs Aaron Donald free. I don't think you move Aaron Donald, the best defensive player, maybe one of the best defensive players, certainly in history.
And maybe the best player in the history of the Rams, either him or Deacon Jones.
Yeah, right there, yeah.
But Pepe, would you consider it?
Are you kidding me? See, who's this guy? I don't know.
His name is Alex Kay, writes for Bleacher Report.
Alex Kay, I have a lot of respect for you, although I don't know you.
You do have respect or you don't have respect?
I have respect. I don't know the guy, but I think that he's shooting the ducks.
Yeah, he's definitely shooting ducks. I agree. Would you guys agree he's shooting ducks?
Yeah, that's
Oh, yeah, I think that duck is shot.
I think you only trade Aaron Donald if Aaron Donald comes to you and asks for a trade.
Yeah.
I don't think you can trade Aaron Donald against his wishes.
Why would he even ask for a trade after what's going on?
Right, after what's going on. I mean, they're moving into what could potentially be a Super Bowl run.
Who's the face of the Rams?
Right now, probably Stafford. Stafford and Donald.
Puka Nacua, maybe?
You know what the answer to that question is, honestly?
Yeah.
Sean McVay.
Oh, yeah, it is true. Sean McVay.
You know, he's so.
Yeah, but I mean, players.
It's Stafford, Donald.
Donald, Kupp, Puka, one of those guys.
People love Puka.
I know.
Yeah.
What's not to love?
Yeah, he's fantastic. All right, coming up next for you, interesting story. By the way, you called the Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
For who did you call it for, Pepe?
Kansas City.
No. You're saying he did play-by-play. He didn't do it this year.
Oh, no, I didn't call. No.
Oh, you did not call this game.
I thought you mean that.
Who's going to win? Yeah, you did not call this year's game.
No.
Okay. I wouldn't compare your call.
But it would have been fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it would have been fantastic.
All right, coming up next for you, Jim Nance. Really interesting story about Jim Nance and a piece of personal memorabilia that he was able to grab. We'll do that coming up next. And also, there's a piece of personal memorabilia that I wish I had. Pepe Mantilla's hanging out today. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yeah, me too. So a bunch of people drop new music. Pepe Mantilla's here. Did you hear Beyonce's new song?
No.
It's very interesting. So I knew she was at the Super Bowl. Then they decided she decided she was going to drop a couple of cuts from her next album. Listen to this. It's very surprising to me.
This
St. Texas. Ain't no holding. It's a country record.
I love it.
I love it, too.
I love it, man.
What do you think, guys?
I love Beyonce.
I like
country.
This.
I'm all in.
Good for her trying that's a new genre.
I like that she tries things. I don't like country. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, but you, country's changing, Greg.
All music changes. What was that?
No, country is changing, really.
Ireland, you've got a very confused look on your face.
I'd have to listen to more than 30 seconds of it, but she's had such a great voice, and it's distorted in this song. There's too much going on.
It's auto-tuned. It's yeah, just not, it's like, this is not my,
it's not
what Beyonce, I think of Beyonce.
It's not like Beyonce.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Make it or break it. They broke it.
I really, really like it.
I really like it,
did
too.
Did you notice that the Grammys, she had a hat?
Yes, she did. She had a cowboy hat on.
Do you like it because it's Beyonce, or do you actually like it?
I like it because...
If that was somebody else singing that, would you like it?
Yes.
Yeah,
I would. That's a great record.
I don't think you would.
No, it's a great. We wouldn't be playing it necessarily. We're playing it because it's Beyonce doing country music. But I love country music.
All right, so did you guys hear that Kanye... And you know, I think Kanye's kind of a hack.
Oh, he's a total anti-Semite.
Yeah. Well, and he's a hack.
Do we have to talk about him?
Yes, for this reason. He did something that I actually think was pretty smart, but it didn't work. So, according to Brandon Marshall, remember Brandon Marshall,
yeah,
the wide receiver?
Yep, wide receiver, yeah.
He has a podcast now. And so he went on his podcast yesterday. Ugh. And he told a story that Kanye walked into the Super Bowl. And he was wearing he was completely dressed in like a Blue Man Group, but it was all black.
Yes.
He had like a mask on his head with the Kanye symbol on his face. Because he has a symbol now like Prince used to. And Kanye has the symbol on his face, but he's wearing a black mask. So all you really see if you're looking at him is the symbol.
Right.
He bought a seat directly in front of Taylor Swift's luxury box at the Super Bowl, thinking that every time the
cameras cut away,
Kanye would be there with his mask on and you would just see the symbol.
Right.
But somebody in Taylor's crew, maybe even her, sniffed it out.
Right.
And figured, and they got him tossed.
They got him booted from the Super Bowl. Yeah, I mean,
but
the
I mean, you
got to
give him credit.
Such an a-hole.
But you got to give him credit for coming up with kind of a pretty ingenious way to steal him.
I don't got to give him credit for anything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the one who's been dating him for two. You guys were all pro Kanye for years.
Creatively, he was really interesting for a long time. Then he became an anti-Semite. Maybe he always was. But he said some nasty stuff about Jewish people.
Well, this is interesting. Bill Maher has a podcast called Club Random.
Right.
And he invites people in there all the time. Mace, you should go on it because they get stoned.
I would love to. Yeah, I'd love to.
But he had Kanye on there for 2 hours, and he elected not to release it at all.
Right.
Because he said the guy is just too much of a whack job.
Yeah, an anti-Semite.
Right. He said, matter of fact, Mars words were, he is a very charming anti-Semite.
Yeah, and there's nothing charming about anti-Semitism.
Yeah, so it's never going to see the light of day, that podcast.
I think Kanye, by the way, I thought for a long time he was one of the really, creative, weird, genius. But when he started saying things like, I'm going to go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people, I'm like, what are you? He's a total and complete anti-Semite.
He's trash.
Yeah.
Well, he is trash. I'm sorry. You cannot hate anybody. I'm sorry for the hate. You can't.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody sniffed it out, but it was pretty creative to try and buy a seat right in front of her luxury box to steal her shine.
Yeah, especially when he's done it before.
Right. Oh, that's right. Didn't he go up and take a Grammy
from
her?
When she won the Grammy, Kanye went up there and said, this should go to Beyonce.
He's nuts.
Yeah, no, he's nuts and an anti-Semite.
By the way, have we talked about the Grammys? I know I was on the Grammy trip, so
I
missed it.
We did talk
about
it.
But I thought that was like the best Grammys in 10 years.
I thought it was an excellent Grammy.
Yeah.
Except for one thing.
What didn't you like?
The Taylor Swift not acknowledging Celine Dion.
Oh, yeah, that was one bad thing. Yeah.
But I thought it was really good.
And I thought the performances were great. Tracy Chapman was great.
Great. I agree. But did you like Fantasia doing Tina Turner?
I did. I love Tina Turner. I'm a big Tina fan. I thought she kind of met the moment.
I thought it was kind of a reach.
Well, but who Miley? Else? Who else would you get?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I don't know. It didn't work for me.
The person really? That might have been able to do it, but they had her doing something else, is Miley Cyrus. And I think because it was Tina and she was so groundbreaking as a black woman,
yeah.
that they couldn't have a white
no, you had
person
to,
sing.
Yeah, you had
so
to.
So that's why I think they went after Fantasia.
Right. I thought that. Now, I loved the Joni Mitchell sequence.
Me too.
I thought the Joni
Me
Mitchell
too.
Sequence was amazing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But the best thing was Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman was the best thing. Completely agree. And she, I guess she sort of came out of retirement for that.
Yeah, she was. She
hadn't
been
done anything for a long time. So last night I was on Channel 11 and Marla Tellez was there. Tellez was there and she works with Alex Michelson.
Did you know her before last night?
Yes, okay. Yes. I've known Marla for a long time.
By the way, I'm proud of you. It's been an hour and a half and you didn't bring this up.
No, I already
now.
Came up once. John asked
yeah,
me
I
how
asked
it went.
How
it
went. Yeah,
I said
yeah,
I looked fat. It. That was pretty much
it. But thanks for listening, Greg.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it happened.
But she's a huge Niners fan. So I was
Poor
told
girl.
In advance, don't mention the Niners. That you
I hope you didn't honor. I hope you didn't honor that.
I did.
You didn't mention it?
I felt bad. Afterwards, I said, you know, my favorite teams are the Rams and whoever's playing the Niners. And she said, you could have said that. But she said she cried after the Niners lost. I mean, they haven't won in... I talked to somebody last night in the green room over there. They said they've never been alive for a Niners Super Bowl championship. It has been 30 years. If you're less than 30 years
so
old,
so the last
you've never
one they won was the Niners, the Steve Young Chargers
85.
One?
85.
Yes. No.
94. That,
94.
Oh, I'm sorry, 94, right. Yeah. That was the San Diego down right. in Miami game, yeah. Yep. That we said all they got to do is focus on Jerry Rice.
First
and
play of the game.
First post-pattern end zone.
Stanley Richard.
Yep.
The sheriff forgot to guard his post.
Gone, just like yeah. that. Just like that. Pepe, what's your problem with Ice Spice? You're over here ranting about Ice Spice. You don't like her?
I don't. No, before you answer that, I don't know who Ice Spice is.
She was the redhead.
I mean, yeah, I know who she yeah. is now, but like, what does she sing?
I didn't know who she was until somebody told me that
yeah.
she was.
You don't but like she, the hangers-on.
No, she liked, every time the camera was on Taylor Swift, she, Ice Spice.
Yes.
Look. Confused. Like, she didn't know what was going on with the game.
I think a lot of those celebrities don't really know what's going on with the game, don't you? I mean, I think a lot of celebrities in box... I mean, I go to the box, the ESPN box at Crypto, and I got to tell you, the focus is not necessarily the game all the time.
Yeah, all the yeah, time? Yeah. Half the time.
Half the time. I mean, yeah. you catch it on a monitor from here.
Yeah, you kind of look over and you're like,
kind of
oh, yeah.
look over, but yeah. we got a little Ice Spice.
Yeah, ice spice
is this Barbie
you.
World?
No.
She's got. She did
oh,
one,
she
of
did one of
the
Barbie songs.
I'm really annoying. All right, so there's your taste of Ice Spice.
You know, so
why do you not like Ice Spice, Pepe?
Yeah,
no,
Pepe
is
an Ice Spice
like
hater.
I didn't say I didn't like her. See what I mean?
What?
You make up stories.
Well,
man.
Why do you dislike Never. Ice Spice so much?
Why would you hate Ice Spice?
Yeah,
she didn't
I
do
mean,
anything to
Ice
you.
Spice,
she doesn't know you.
The big headline today, Pepe, no Ice Spice.
I don't even know who she is or what she sings. So how can
I hope she comes to the game tonight. I'm sending her right up to
I
Pepe.
She's care. Not waving to Pepe tonight. That's
no,
for sure.
She's not going to wave.
She'll
not
wave
now.
To somebody, just not Pepe.
You guys are really like you're going to get it, okay?
Oh, we're going to get it. Okay, we're waiting.
Can't wait.
We're waiting for that, Pepe. We're waiting for that.
All right,
that.
Coming up next, Bergman will get in here, Brian will get in here, and they'll throw a bunch of stuff at us for What's Up, Fools. Bergman, you got any good stuff today?
I think I have something that's okay.
It better be good after what you just said.
Yeah,
it
no, be it's, good. It's terrible.
Do we have a question about
the horse?
The horse?
Maybe.
I can find something about
it. You never
yeah,
know.
Find something. All right, so if you are in an accident, what do you? How many times do I have to tell you guys? You got to immediately see a doctor, get back on the road to recovery, and you need Jacob. What happens when you call your doctor and they don't have an opening for a week or even 2 weeks? When you call Jacob, you know he's going to handle every single aspect of your case. That includes getting you a doctor's appointment, usually on that same day with a doctor in your area. And the doctor doesn't get paid until the end of the case, so you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket to get the health care you need. So even if you're in between jobs or you don't have health insurance, Jacob can immediately get you the medical attention that you deserve. If you're injured in an accident, call Jacob. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you, but Jacob is going to win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB, or remember...
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. More of Pepe hating on Ice Spice coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so White Chocolate Jason Williams was on something called The OG's Show. It's a podcast, and he mentioned who the greatest ball handlers of all time were. He didn't include himself. There was four of them: Kyrie Irving, Jamal Crawford, Chris Paul, and Rafer Alston.
Okay.
Skip to my Lou.
Yeah, so did he get it right, or is he missing somebody as the greatest ball handler?
Well, Kyrie, without question, is there.
He said he was the greatest of all time, Kyrie.
Michael Thompson also says greatest of all time.
Personally, and I'm biased because he was Stu Lance's roommate, and I've heard Stu tell so many stories about him, Pete Maravich would be on mine.
Right. By the way, that would be absolutely on mine. Pistol Pete was my dad's favorite player. He sat me down one day and said, "Watch Pistol Pete." So Pistol Pete would definitely be on mine.
So yeah, somewhere
and my list too.
Yeah,
Pistol Pete.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere on YouTube, they used to, at halftime of games, they would play horse with current NBA players. They filmed it all one summer.
The horse.
Exactly. And Maravich just messed people. I mean, he would be shooing, like dropping the ball behind him and kicking it into a basket, and it was
incredible.
Crazy.
Incredible.
Yeah, so that's the only name you're missing there.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anybody either. But
Jason Williams would be in there.
Yeah, he should be in that top five. He was incredible.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys, it is announced that tonight Shaq will be the first player ever to have his jersey retired by the Orlando Magic.
Okay.
And in my lifetime, I grew up huge Shaq fan, had the shoes, everything, but he's by far the most dominant big man to me in my era.
Yeah, he calls himself the MDE, most dominant ever.
Right, so you guys, would you agree with that take, that he is the most dominant big man?
Well deserved.
People don't remember, Pepe and I do because we covered him, but people don't remember when Shaq was skinny. I was hanging out with the Laker equipment guys yesterday, and I was talking to them about, they said, "What are your favorite Laker moments?" I said, "Well, you guys don't realize how great Shaq was when he first got here. He was 300, maybe 285, and Pepe, no body fat. I mean, he'd block and contest every shot.
When he was playing in Orlando.
And in his first few years here, was just unstoppable. So Shaq doesn't get enough credit, Brian, for as dominant as he was. Now, when he got older and he got heavy, he became a different player. But for, what do you think, Pepe, 10 years, nobody could guard him. I used to say, and I know you called all the games I called, so I used to say he either got fouled or committed a foul on every play.
You know what I called him? And I said, you always said that you're the big Aristotle, the big Superman, everything. You know what you are? You are the big piñata, because everybody hits you.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Dale Brown, his coach at LSU, told him actually to turn pro. He said, the only defensive strategy these college kids are trying against you is to beat the crap out of you. And he goes, if you're gonna get beat up like this, go turn pro. And now I think if Shaq came along, he'd probably jump right out of high school.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I guess they still haven't changed the rules, so you have to go to 1 year of college, but he'd probably go to the G League and then right into the NBA.
So here's something about a couple of things about Shaq. First of all, during the pandemic, we did many stupid things. One of them was we put together all-time teams for NBA 2K.
And you had Shaq.
And I had Shaq.
He just dominated
it. He literally won every single game for me. He was the most dominant ever.
I had Kareem, LeBron, and Kobe, and Shaq.
Shaq
just
was taking everybody to school.
Nobody could check him. You beat me by 20.
Yeah, the other thing about Shaq is, you know what I learned first from him before anybody else? He was the first public figure I knew that was on Twitter.
Yeah.
He went on one day and said, "I'll buy you a piece of pie." He was a diner. "I'll buy you a piece of pie," and he named the restaurant. And like three people showed up and had pie with Shaquille O'Neal. But he was the first person. Once I saw he was on it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to join this thing too. So in a lot of ways, I guess he's an influencer. He was part of the birth of Twitter.
One thing that was really unfair to Shaq, and you're probably going to agree with me, is that he was not included in the Dream Team. And they
took Christian Laettner instead.
They took Christian Laettner.
Yeah.
Christian Leitner.
They had to take a college guy, right?
Right. And Christian Leitner, believe it or not, Pepe, even though Shaq is a way better player in every form than Christian Leitner, Christian Leitner actually had a better college career than Shaq. Christian Leitner, you could argue, like Matt Leinart, might have had the most successful
But he wasn't a better team than Shaq.
No, he wasn't a better player, but he was so good in college that I think they took him for that.
Yeah, and he has...
They knew he was never going to play.
You say Christian Leitner, and very few... there are indelible plays, and the one in the NCAA tournament when he was playing for Duke where he turned and made that...
I mean,
that's the first thing I think of when I think of Christian
Leitner. And to bring this full circle, the person that threw him that pass... Grant Hill, who is now in charge of USA Basketball,
he'll make
the decisions.
So who
goes first?
Shaq was pick number one that year.
Yes.
Who was pick number two? Remember?
Was that the Danny Ferry year or no?
No.
I don't.
Pick number two, I think it was Alonzo Mourning, maybe.
Could have been. Yeah, I don't know.
And who was pick number three?
I don't know.
Christian Leitner.
Yeah,
Christian Leitner. So, I'm looking at it right now. Shaq, Mourning, Leitner, Jimmy Jackson, okay. LaFonso Ellis.
All right, do you guys know the trivia? Greg, I think you know this. About Jim Jackson, who worked the Clipper game last night?
Uh-uh.
Pepe, you know it, right?
12 teams.
He was on 12 teams, but he's the answer to a very important trivia question.
Okay.
To everyone in this
room.
Oh,
I do know it.
Greg, what is it?
He is the last player to wear number 24.
Ah!
Before Kobe. Is Jim Jackson.
Well, you know something interesting? At one time, those three guys played for the same team.
Leitner.
Mourning and Shaq, Miami.
They were all in Miami at the same time?
Yes.
Wow.
Check it out.
Here's what I know. Toledo, Ohio, Maycomber High School. Jim Jackson, we followed him as he was coming up and wound up going to Ohio State.
Yep. Great player.
Yeah, great player.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys, so MLB announced today that there'll be 9 new City Connect jerseys that they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers are going to be getting their second City Connect jerseys. So two-part question here. Are you a fan of the ones they already have, the all-blue with the Los Dodgers? Or what would you put on the jersey that would actually represent L.A.?
I understand why they're doing it. The NBA teams do it, too. It's an opportunity to raise more money. But if you have a classic uniform, and I think both the Lakers and the Dodgers do, I wish they would just stick with their uniforms. I understand it, though. I understand, Pepe, it's a revenue stream. And
it's marketing.
Yeah.
Have they released the new City Connect?
They haven't released
it. They haven't.
They just announced which teams will be getting them this year.
And the old City Connect is the full blue.
Like the other day when Dave Roberts was doing interviews with the media, he had a blue hat on with a D on the front.
Yes.
I think those are their spring training hats.
Yeah. But Shohei then put on a traditional Dodger hat. And the traditional L.A. looks just so much better.
I think that you two, you Mason and you, John Arlen, have something against Los Dodgers.
I don't
know. No,
you have it against me.
Why would you say
it's
that?
Los Dodgers.
What's that based on?
Because it says Los Dodgers.
Yeah, no, I don't mind that. I
really think so.
Oh, you're really trying now.
Yeah,
he's trying to stick us with something.
No, but Pepe,
I think I own a Los Dodgers.
I have no problem, especially with the amount of Mexican fans that the Dodgers have. I have no problems with that. I mean, we've worn Los Lakers jerseys before. But I wish they would keep them in the traditional purple and gold that you and I are used to. I just think that's a classic look that I think. What if that's the only game you go to as a fan? You know, Laker tickets and Dodger tickets are expensive.
But you know what? Fans like buying different merch.
I know. I'm in the minority here.
Yeah. And by the way, the NBA, some of the City Connect jerseys are ugly and some of them are cool.
At some point during the Super Bowl, I said to the guy sitting next to me, man, the Chiefs and the Niners both have classic old NFL uniforms.
I hope they never change them.
The City Connect, the all blue, is not, it's basically the Dodger just in all blue.
Right, but the one thing that's really cool about the Dodger home jersey is that red number on the white jersey with the blue script.
Yeah.
It just looks fantastic. And so, Brian, I understand why they do it. It's to make money. I like the old stuff.
And a lot of people like to, like you said, like to buy different jerseys, different uniforms.
Yep.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys, another baseball-related one today. The A's announced Jenny Kavner as the lead play-by-play announcer, making her the first female play-by-play announcer for baseball in history.
Good for her.
Big step, right? Big step for baseball here?
Yeah, big. Yes.
Yeah, there's a couple of them in the NBA now. Milwaukee and Philadelphia both have a female lead TV voice.
And I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Lisa Byington in Milwaukee and cool. Kate Snow in Philly.
Yeah, nice. I didn't realize that either.
Both very good. I haven't heard this girl call a game, but I mean, the A's are getting hammered because their owner is a cheapskate who's trying to drive the team out of town. So if they could do something like this to build some goodwill, more power to them.
Yeah, I think it's great. I didn't realize there were two lead female play-by-play people
in
the
NBA. Yeah, both in their either second or third years this year.
Yeah,
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, good for the A's. Good for the A's. It's the one good thing they're going to do this year.
I wonder if there's anybody
the sad
in the
thing for her, she's going to have to describe a lot of bad baseball this year.
Yeah, that team might be the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
Is there any female football?
Yeah.
I've heard college. Is Pam Ward doing
Pam Ward still does college? It occasionally. No, the one, Mark Shaw, the Laker TV producer, has done a bunch of games with her.
Kirk does one.
Kurt, and what is her name? She's
on it all of a sudden.
Yeah,
Beth Mowins.
Yes, and she's done everything. She's done NFL, NBA, MLB, she's probably the most successful female play-by-play announcer out there.
You got one more?
Is that it?
What's that,
one more. You want?
Okay, yeah,
do
it.
One more.
Do it.
So it's the 20th anniversary of 51st Dates, Adam Sandler movie.
Great. You know, that's
I love
a great
that movie.
Yeah,
one of my
movie.
Favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in the movie, you know, Drew Barrymore only relives the same day, but she does this, you know, three of the same things. Breakfast, she paints, celebrates her dad's birthday.
Yep.
If you were stuck in a time loop like this, what three things would you want to happen during your day?
That's good.
Okay, so I would want to play golf in the morning. Give me 45 minutes, Mace, to get in the massage chair at some point during that day.
Yes.
And then dinner at Slay that night. That's the day. If I'll just repeat that every day.
I would say, okay, this is weird. But my favorite morning of the week is Sunday.
Okay.
Because I watch all the political shows. So I would make that part of my day.
Okay.
Then I would go to a movie because that's a huge part of my day also. And then I would get busy in the bedroom. That would be number three.
Not a bad day at all. Pepe,
way,
what do you want to do with
you?
You
see the same movie over and over
again. Yeah.
So you wouldn't remember it.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore doesn't remember
that's right.
it.
Yeah.
The sure. next
She's
day.
Like me. She doesn't remember things.
I will facial get blindness. Up in the morning, go to a very good restaurant to have a nice breakfast. Then I'll go watch a movie.
Yep.
And then I go to a concert.
That's a good
day.
Wow,
that's a good day. You've had that day. Pepe gets around.
Yeah, for times. Pepe, that was Tuesday.
Pepe sees more concerts than anybody here.
Good for you.
Yeah,
I'm
he
glad.
Does. All right, coming up next for you, John, there's a trend with Valentine's Day that I think is going to catch on, and we are going to try it.
Perfect.
Okay, that's coming up next for you. What are you rolling your eyes for, Pepe?
By the way, you're in on this. Don't roll your eyes.
Yeah, don't roll your
eyes. You're doing this, too.
Yeah, come on.
The horse.
We'll do it coming up. Plus, I want to do that Nance story about the piece of memorabilia that he's got that's really cool. All that's coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.